Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of News on the Flipside Tuesday's edition. Hope everyone's having a great evening, great morning, great afternoon, wherever you are on our big, beautiful blue planet. You know, guys, it's a lot of fun doing the news shows, and there's, you know, lately there's been a lot going on. Actually, yesterday's news show was kind of quiet. Lily and I were laid back, even though we got 2 hours to get into the news. And there wasn't that whole much. I mean, most of these sexual harassment cases are running right now, and that seems to be the primary news for right now. They don't want to, I notice they don't, nobody wants to talk about Trump's Asia visit. He had an excellent visit over there. He had a great talk with Putin yesterday. He had a great talk with Putin when he was overseas. But for some reason, he had a great talk with Ping. He had a great talk with Vietnam. He had a great talk with a lot of the Asian leaders. And for some reason, our media doesn't want to discuss that, just like they didn't want to discuss the European trip. All I seen from them was nasty, nasty comments about his Europe trip. All I seen in the overseas papers was nothing but good comments about the president. Matter of fact, the only bad comment I seen was in a London paper, which doesn't surprise me. They've got a Muslim mayor, so who openly hates Trump. So that really doesn't surprise me. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, and then a gentleman yesterday told me, he goes, and he's a liberal friend of mine. He goes, "Oh, well, that's not true, Joe. There's nothing but liberals in Europe." I'm like, "You're crazy, dude." I said, "There is no more liberal leaders left." I said, "Have you not been watching the news?" I said, "Merkel is the only one of the original left." And Merkel, and that's what people get confused about. Merkel was never a left winger. She was never a leftist. She just wasn't a liberal. That's not who she was. She wasn't a conservative either, mind you, but she kind of hung herself in her party when she let a million Muslims into Europe, and now all of Europe is reeling from it. There's been major problems over there with this. And it sucks because what's really bad about it, out of the million, probably 850,000 were decent people who we should let in. But unfortunately, with that came 150,000 people that spread across Europe, causing mayhem and panic. And I mean, there's whole sections of Sweden the cops won't even go into now. It's ridiculous. They say it's like a damn war zone in the Middle East. So, I mean, things like that, we don't want, but you see, our media won't talk about that. Main things our media want to talk about is like the sexual harassment stuff, anything race-based, or if they can hate on Trump. That is the media today. It's almost like it's not even a real media anymore. It's well, it really isn't. It's really just a joke. I haven't seen any true journalism in a long time. And of course, here goes Charlie Rhodes, who was trying to do some journalism, but let his winky winky get in the way of that. Will he make a comeback or not? I don't know. It's hard to say. I know Bill O'Reilly seems to be making a comeback. And he, you know, did the same damn thing basically. So we'll see what happens. Who's going to be more forgiving and who's not going to be more forgiving. My wife actually watches the show in the morning with Charlie Rose and the two ladies, and so I imagine they're reeling pretty hard. I seen a little clip, a little insert this afternoon, and they look like they were having a hard time with it, and it's one of them things. And what's kind of weird about it, because when I first heard about this, I thought these were going to be like everybody, all these other cases, 30, 40 years old, and then come to find out there was as new as 2011, that kind of changes, you know, the way it is. And, you know, when you look at the old guy, you wouldn't think that he was like that, but the old proverb serves. Looks can be deceiving. And in this case, they were. He lost his PBS job. He lost his job with CBS. Right now, he's retired, I guess. But I would imagine both companies will have to pay out his contract. Because they can say whatever they want, even if there's an ethics clause, they'll still have to pay out the contract because he's innocent until proven guilty. I talked about this the other night. When companies do this, and most companies won't, but when companies do this, it's a risky game because if they attack someone and lay them off like that, and then later on it turns out not to be what it was supposed to be, then they've got a problem. Then they've made themselves – well, they've made themselves liable is what they've done. So it's just a dangerous, dangerous game that everybody plays. You know, everybody tiptoes around, and it has to be taken seriously. And where is it going to all go? And it's – you know, and what's so hard about this is it's like this. It hits in a wave. So it's one day after another after another after another after another. I hate to say it, but most of the people I talk to are becoming numb to it. They really are. They're just kind of becoming numb to it. And it's just becoming like everything else. you know, is he going to apologize? That was a good question, Glenn. I have no idea, man. I really don't. If he's going to, you know. I know I heard one of the things he said that he thought it was how did he say it? He thought it was that they were interested in some way or another. So is he going to apologize? That's a good question. It doesn't sound like it at this point. And I guess it doesn't really matter anymore since he's unemployed. I guess it's just not going to matter. And, you know, walking around naked is, you know, doing crazy stuff. He's, and, you know, when I heard it, too, I was thinking, yeah, well, that makes sense. He was probably in his 20s, you know, being a stupid ass like guys are when they're in their 20s. So I figured, you know, maybe that's what it was. But, of course, it turned out to be more than that. So, anyway, well, for a seemingly nice guy, he's out on his butt. So, you know, Charlie, I don't know what to say to you, buddy. Good luck. I'm not sure where it's going to go. Most of the allegations I heard about you, you know, hey, you're a dumbass. But like I said, most guys are. So not giving anybody excuses before anybody writes to me. It's not what I was saying. It's just people make mistakes and people are stupid sometimes. I just figured it was when he was younger. Anyway, then we got the Al Franken mess. Okay, so here's Al Franken. Everybody's like, oh, well, it's okay that Al groped her boobs and grabbed her ass and made lewd comments in her ears and then groped some other woman's ass and breasts. And then I found out today two more, so that's four, either four or five. So then, which, you know, liberals are just stupid. And things like this just show you how stupid they are. Women of former SNL cast writes letter in support of Senator Al Franken.
On a Carnival cruise, playgrounds are huge.
No, why would you do that? First off, you didn't know if anybody else was going to come out on this. And why would you defend the guy? I mean, obviously, when you see what he's doing, he's being a pig. And he's a senator, and he's being a pig. Last I checked, that is behavior, you know, undo a senator. So he's probably going to end up either having to resign or getting kicked out. You know, his problem is he's a hypocrite. He attacked Donald Trump nonstop. And now it's turning out he was a pig. You know, the biggest thing people talk about when it comes to Trump was the comment he made on the thing about grabbing a woman's crotch. And he's talking about here's a Weird Al doing it. Yeah. So for the people who are out there, oh, well, Trump, no, baby. No, there's no proof that he did any of that. And most of his things had nothing to do with that. I mean, the big news was about the video because most of the women who came forward turned out to be liars. And that's the other problem we got here. You know, do you ruin someone's career based on hearsay, 40-year-old evidence? This is a tough thing because we don't know who's telling the truth. And don't give me that bullshit because there's more than one person. They all got to be telling the truth. That's a load of crap. Unless there's intimate details that we don't know about that they know, that's a load of crap. Okay, there's a lot of pile-on going here. That's why nobody wants to take any polygraphs. I got to give that guy credit. What was his name? The gay guy? He took a polygraph yesterday and passed it. And he had – I know. I've seen that too. He had women accusing – this guy's gay as can be, man. He took a polygraph and passed it. And then I heard some other guy today took one and passed it. So here you go. I mean, each one of these guys had three or four allegations each, and it turns out they were telling the truth and not lying. So there goes your theory that people don't pile on, and just because there's more than one, it's got to be true, because that's bullshit. If you don't believe me on any of that, just look at the Ferguson case. How many people said Michael Brown was walking down the street with his hands up in the air and got shot in the back, what, 30, 40, which we all know was an absolute and total lie? And then we've got the female New York district attorney who came out and said in their state, the majority of cases that come in turn out to be lies. Something like 52% or something. So don't hand me this bullshit that people don't lie and people don't make shit up because they do. And anytime you wait till 30 days before an election, you only have one goal in mind. You have a political goal in mind. Because like the judge said today, this Roy Moore, this is his eighth election, not his first. His eighth. Yeah, eighth. So I don't know what to tell y'all guys, but, you know, it smells fishy. And then the girl's parents and family came out and said, don't believe her. She's a liar. So what are you going to do with that? So now I've watched the media crucify this guy. I've even watched Congress come down on this guy. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes the family saying, oh, no, she's a liar. So now what's Congress going to do? Congress has got to backpedal now. What's the media going to do? The media is going to ignore it is what the media is going to do. Oh, she's being forced or they don't know or whatever. The media is going to do whatever they can to try to keep this story alive. But I know two of the four witnesses or two of the four people that came forward now have been totally and absolutely debunked. So we know two of the four were lying. Maybe the other two were telling the truth, but odds aren't looking good at this point. And like I said, it's 30 days before an election. This happened to this guy. This happened to Trump. This happened to several candidates. This is becoming a new GOP thing. I mean, a new Democratic thing as a way to try to win elections. Wait till 30 days before the election and then hit them with sexual harassment. It didn't work in Trump's case, because a lot of it – when you look at Gloria Allred, this woman is corrupt. She reminds me of Hillary Clinton. She's so corrupt. And you know she goes hunting these people. And we've already seen where she's given people money, told people to say stuff, coached them on things. She doesn't screen any of these people. She just takes them at their word and goes on. Like no one lies and no one makes stuff up and no one has agendas. Well, this woman is as left-wing as you can get. She's a nut job and a half. And so far, almost everybody she's produced that's come out and said anything happened to be Democrats. You don't find it just a little odd that all the witnesses are from the same party? I think a judge would. I'm just saying. There's a lot of smelly stuff going on here. And not to take away. And see, this is what happens. Because we don't want to take away from the legitimate stuff. But in a couple of these cases, there's been five cases in the last 2 days that have pretty much all been debunked. So, I mean, what happens? It's almost like a frenzy. It's like copycat killers and stuff. It's almost like a frenzy. You know. So now the good's getting messed with the bad. Nobody knows what's going on. People are getting burnt out and tired of hearing about it. And then, you know, boom. And then you've got people like the SNL staff going to take up for Al Franken. Why ain't y'all taking up for Charlie Rose? Why ain't y'all taking up for Bill Clinton? Why ain't you taking up for Donald Trump? So you're going to give Al Franken a pass? That's not going to work. And as you can see from the way CBS handled Charlie Rose today, they're going to expect the same. You're just not going to get a free pass on this. And you know what's a bitch in both Charlie and Al's case, if they wouldn't admitted to it, they would probably both could have kept their jobs. But they admitted to it, so now it's not a shot in hell they can keep their jobs. They're done. If Al don't leave on his own, the Congress will have to do something. The Senate will have to do something to kick him out. And then that's the other thing. If the Senate thinks they're going to do something to keep Roy Moore from coming in, then they have no choice but to kick Al out and wait. There's a lawsuit up now to find out every senator and congressman that's everybody from the House and the Senate that's paid off any type of sexual allegations. They want to be made public now, and all of those people should be suspended. I don't know. Here's a fairly big number, like 15 or 20% of the Congress. Lisa, I really don't know. Lisa Ryan, hey, what a weird name. I didn't mean it like that. I don't know what to tell y'all guys. It's in a bad spot right now. And this is something that's going to have to be worked out and figured out and how we're going to deal with it as a society. And the sad part is we need some kind of like foolproof polygraph. Okay, Samantha. So all the guys submit a polygraph. That's what you're saying, though, right? It's not how it works. They're not the one making accusations. They're being accused. The accused shouldn't have to take a polygraph. The accusers should have to take a polygraph, and they refuse to. Yeah, I listened to both in Harry Weinstein and in Cosby's people. They refuse to take a polygraph, flat out. None of them, all of them, refuse to take one. So that's what, like 80 or 90 women between the two cases, and not one of them are willing to take a polygraph. I'm just saying, man, it just doesn't bode well. I mean, the only reason you wouldn't want to take a polygraph is if you're lying about something. There's no other reason not to. It's not evasive. It doesn't hurt you. With a good polygrapher, they're about 93% accurate. With a poor one, they're about 88%. You have somebody do voice stress and polygraph, it's about 98% accurate. And for the average person, it's 100%. That's why the FBI uses it to test their people. It's why Homeland Security does. It's why the NSA does. They're used by major law enforcement all over. They're just not allowed in a court of law because there's a big enough percentage that someone could make a mistake. And so, but when you use them like this, and what we're saying is, it's like in Harvey's case or Bill's case, you get 15 of them, you polygraph them, they all come out and say the same thing. Well, then there's no doubt of what went on. But for some reason, no one's willing to do that. And it bothers me. But you see these guys today were taking them. They like to hell with this. You're not going to put this on us and ruin our careers just because. And that's the other thing. Melissa, I agree with you. Women can be vindictive. And they can do things for spite and hate, just like men can. So you got to take that in consideration. You know, Harrison, to be honest with you, the Harvey Weinstein thing, I have no doubt he abused the power, none whatsoever. He just looks like the Hollywood type that would. Look, you know, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. He just, and I'm saying he looks like the type. I can't tell you he did for sure anything like that. And I wouldn't let a vote hinge on that. But he just, from what I've heard about him from his peers and what the media is reporting. Now, remember, none of us have heard this guy's side of the story or anything else for that matter. But from what I've heard, I'd say, yeah, he looks like the kind that would abuse his power. Bill Cosby, I think, was a little bit different. Not that I don't think he abused his position in life. I think he did. I just don't think it was as unwilling as people would like you to believe, because I know 36 or 38 of the women, I remember when they were asked about the drugs, he said that he handed them the drugs and they took the drugs. All the women admit to taking the drugs. They were never forced to take it. It was never put in drinks or anything like that. I just think like 14 of them said they thought it was Tylenols. You know, I was talking with this about my co-host Lily on Monday night, and it's funny. And for you millennials and Z-geners, y'all probably don't know what a Quaalude looks like. But let me tell you what, it does not look like a Tylenol, okay? I don't give a shit how stupid you are. You're not going to mistake it. And to be honest with you, most actors and actresses are fairly intelligent because, you know, remembering script and getting in character takes, you know, a decent IQ usually. So I'm just not buying it that all these people just didn't know it. I just, you know. I think a lot of people were willing participants and hoping to get a job. And there's no reason to lie about it. And I don't know why the media wants to try to make out that's not what at least part of what was going on. And that's why when this kind of stuff happens, you have to take it like lawyers would do. They would take it by a case-by-case basis. And they would – what this woman said and this woman said and this woman said. And then they would go through it case-by-case and see how credible each witness is. And what they're, how credible everything they're saying is. But you know what, though? Hopefully it's a wake-up call for all the men in this country anyway, because like, I don't think it's going to make a difference for anybody else. But in this country, maybe this will be the wake-up call that keeps these three generations on the straight and narrow. Ellen. I thought it said Ellen DeGeneres, sorry. I'll tell you what. It's too long of a question to read, but I'll tell you what. We talked about this just recently, and we've been talking about this in groups. We're telling young men – well, actually, we're telling all men. Don't matter if you're single, married, whatever you are. If you're going to sleep with another person, you should pull out your cell phone, turn it on record, and say, do I have your consent before you do it? Then there's no question about it later on. But that's advice they're giving to everyone these days. You know, if it wasn't a problem with truth or lying, we wouldn't need to do that, would we? But obviously we do. Will people do it? I know some guys, I've seen several different things in the news about it. I know some guys are doing it. They're saying, yeah, do I have your permission? What does it take all of a 2 seconds to flip that thing on and say that? Okay, Mike, so it breaks the mood. What do you want me to tell you, dude? I mean, you got to be careful these days. Don't be stupid. And just because you're honest and upfront and doing the right thing doesn't mean you won't get caught up in this. Someone may accuse you, and you may have not, like you've seen there's five cases now that have been debunked this week where someone's accused and it turned out not to be true. So you just never know when you're going to get caught up in this yourself. So the best thing to do is say, hey. And if you've got an established line of doing this, when you go to in front of a judge, you're going to say, oh, no, I don't think so. This guy's pretty much been doing this with everybody he's ever talked to. So it makes it hard. You know, just got to be careful. And wait. Oh, no, sorry. See, this don't just happen to just guys. This happens to women. This happens to gays. It happens to everybody. I mean, there was a couple of gay men in the paper just the other day about this very thing. So, you know, and then we've had other women get in recently. And then we had, what's her name? Which one? What is it? Mariah Carey that was grabbing her bodyguard's ass? Yeah, it's not limited to just the guys. It's just right now guys are in the paper. But we talked about this the other day. Last week there was two different 26-year-old teachers. One of them is going to jail for raping a 14-year-old boy. So, and then today there's this one. Just to keep pace, as Lily would tell me. Female nurse 27 posed as male doctor in order to get women patients to send her explicit pictures. She did way more than that, but this we're going to get into. It's Adele Renee, 27, used all kind of aliases and voice changing applications so she could get – she took all kind of people for all kind of stuff. She got all kind of stuff, and she's in all kind of trouble too. She's looking at some pretty serious jail time over this. She has now admitted to 18 separate charges of stalking, causing fear, alarm, and sexual offenses, data protection breaches, attempting to pervert justice, and breaching bail conditions from 2012 to 2016. She's in big trouble. Look, millennial chicks, I don't know what's up with y'all. Yeah, something. We got a whole section of women in this country that have just absolutely lost their mind. Millennial women are insane. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, this is a bad thing, but I mean, in general, I mean, is it a good thing or a bad thing? It does go on, and it's like, it's really weird, the teacher and the student thing. You know, we knew guys, it happened with men way back, and we had heard cases about it, and then, of course, with colleges and stuff. But this is different. This is like almost every week now you find out about like usually a 26 to 28-year-old millennial, pretty woman, sometimes married, having sex with usually more than one student. I guess it's a power thing. I don't know what else it can be. I'm confused by the whole damn thing. But that's what I'm saying. This is something that's pouring out of our society right now. So maybe with both important, if it's too much, it's just going to get pushed to the wayside like everything does. You know how it works in our society. We get overindulged. We move on to the next thing. We get saturated, and then we'll just go on to the next thing. Now we've had enough of this for a change, and away we go. As a society, we really, really need to work on that. Christopher. Oh, you sent me this. Okay, yeah, this is little Obama making out and smoking cigs. Okay, the press is being nice. She's not smoking cigs. She's smoking weed. The ex-president's daughter is smoking weed. But, hey, it's legal in D.C., right? Well, where's Yale at? Shit, she's not it. Where went that D.C.? I just realized it when I said it. That she was actually at a football game at Yale, if I remember right. It's she's, come on, what is she, like 22 or something? 21, 22, 23. And pot's legal in Connecticut anyway, so I don't see what the big deal is. She's out kissing guys and smoking pot, smoking cigarettes. Well, her daddy smoked cigarettes, and you know her daddy smoked weed. So, I mean, come on. Remember, y'all remember the big reporter that when that guy got busted trying to get in the White House and he said he was bringing Obama his weed and said he had been bringing weed every week since he got in the White House? Y'all don't remember that? That shit was – I don't know if it's true. It was just hilariously funny. How do I supposed to know if it's true? It was reported as – I mean, it was reported in D.C. and it was reported in other newspapers, but it doesn't mean – that it was actually true. It's funny. It's all I can say. Oh, I shouldn't say Obama smoked weed. I would bet you if we did a follicle test on him, this pot and his follicles, I would bet you all kind of money on this. It has nothing to do with him being black. What do you think? Only black people smoke weed? That was just kind of racist, wasn't it? No, indeed. No, it has nothing to do with his skin color. It has to do with more of where he lived and where he grew up with. Come on, he was in Hawaii, people. The shit grows out there like it grows like grass grows at your house around here. Yeah, yeah. Besides, he already admitted he did it in college, so y'all can get off of it. He already admitted it. Him and Clinton both admitted it. Whoa, 500 people viewing a cam. Whoa, let me say hi. I didn't realize that. Huh? What's up? He's already admitted it. So what's the big deal? So he smoked a little pot. So his daughter smokes a little pot. Come on, I would imagine Yale has to be one stressful furball of a college. I can't see how it's not. It's got to be a nightmare of a college. And so, I mean, it's an Ivy League. It's a great school, and I think she's going to do well there. I wouldn't hate on a girl. It's like when they used to always follow the Bush girls around for getting drunk. Come on, they're young kids. It's going to happen. Unless you just want them to be prudes. You know, Rena, I wasn't going to say that. I did see it in NBC. Well, I noticed it when I seen the guy. But I didn't think it was that important. But I noticed NBC and CNN had to play the race card. They had to mention that the guy was white. They had to. Yeah, I wasn't going to – well, if you wouldn't have brought it up in the conversation, I would have just left it alone. But they just had to mention it. They both did. So I guess now I'm just as guilty as they are. But still, I don't see what the big deal is. Michelle might not like it. I don't think Brock would care, right? He's half white. He shouldn't care. But Michelle, I don't know. Michelle might be going, wait a minute, baby. We already got enough white blood in this family as it is now. We need to cut this out. You can find a brother. Oh, man. Maybe she'll find an Oriental guy. That ought to just put Michelle. I can see it now. Michelle be out behind the house beating the crap out of him. I know how Michelle will handle it. She'll have the Secret Service go pay the guy a visit. Say, really? I got something special for you, big boy. Yeah. I just think that kind of stuff is funny. Everybody's kids are bad sooner or later. I mean, different levels of bad, mind you, but it's growing up. It's part of growing up. You can't hate on kids for wanting to grow up. Where are you from, Rainey? The UK? Oh, you know this lady? Yeah, I tell you what, 504-273-7379. Or wait, because you're in the UK, you can add UPRN. No, sorry. I'm giving you the wrong name. Sorry, sweetie. Hold on a second. You can add UFO Paranormal Radio to your list, and you can call in straight like that. I'll keep an eye out for you. I'd love to hear more about it. I really would. I'm getting distracted here, but anyway. Oh, and don't forget, Trump pardons drumstick, the national Thanksgiving turkey. I'm like, give me some turkey, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't had their turkey yet this year. Really, to be totally honest with you, I haven't been. Kim, you sent me this one. Natalie Portman said sexual harassment is so common in Hollywood that she used to think it was just part of the process. And see, that's what I was talking about when we were talking about Bill Cosby, this very thing. I don't know. You know, before we move on, anybody remember the Las Vegas shooting? What was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? Has it gone out of your mind that fast? Yeah, it has, hasn't it? You're more worried about sexual harassment now than 56 people being shot to death from a casino, huh? See, that's the problem here. And like the drunk driving or the opioids or abortions, we have so many major problems that one exceeds the other. And whatever's in the news is what you're thinking about. You got to quit that. It doesn't matter what's in the news. Because half of what's in the news is just exaggerated bullshit to start off with. Depending on what poll you want to believe, it doesn't matter to me. Anywhere from 94% to 80% of America thinks that all news in this country cannot be trusted. So the good side is 80%, 80% of America thinks you can't trust the news. On the high side, it's 94%. It just depends on what poll. Most of the polls are somewhere in the mid-80s. So it's what poll you want to believe, but regardless, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, a liberal, a centralist like myself, it doesn't matter. You don't trust the media, and I don't trust the media. I don't trust Rachel Maddow and anything that comes out of her nut job mouth. I don't trust Anderson Cooper and nothing comes out of his mouth. And I want him to convince me. That's why I challenge him. Look, I'm open-minded, and if they can give me the right argument or they can show me that they're not been producing fake news and exaggerated news and bullshit news, I'll get off of it. But so far, that's not what I see. I see just one load of stinky after the next. What's going to happen here? Something's got to change. Something's got to give. Yes, I've seen those photos of the coyote eating a cat. Sarah Silverman says she fell in love with Trump supporters while traveling. Good for you. Anybody want to help out Charlie Manson's grandson get his body and bury him? Yeah, I've seen that all over the news today. I'm kind of like, really? Really? I don't know, peeps. Oh, and you notice that Donna Brazile is no longer in the news. I know, huh? She's just out, gone, knocked out of the news. No more Donna Brazile. I imagine she's been threatened by the Clintons and everybody else and their freaking mom in the DNC. I'm sure Bernie Sanders wants to give her a high five, but the media, because she's not a Clinton supporter, has pushed her out. Remember, this is the woman that used to do all kind of stuff for CNN. She's been pushed to the curb. She no longer has a job with the DNC. She doesn't have a job with CNN. She's all – that's probably why she wrote the damn book. I got to say, a lot of what I read in the book is I have no doubt is true. Some of it sounds a little bit on the made-up side, but – a mom was shamed for breastfeeding at Disneyland. I don't even know what to say about that. I see – man, y'all got my chat box full up tonight. Really? Unless she was doing it in front of a minor, I don't see what the big deal is. Whip it out, baby. That's right. Them little boys want to see them boobies anyway. They probably – frankly, from what I can see, the girl breastfeeding the baby is the least shocking thing about the chick. Guys, somebody write to me, especially if you've got a tattoo, and tell me why do you want to write names on your body, especially like across your chest. I'm just curious. I'm just a dumb guy, so you can write to me and tell me. I'm just curious. I have no idea. I understand tattoos. I got a lot of friends that have tats. Personally, I'm not into them, but I have a lot of friends that are, and I don't see any problem with them. I think there are a lot of them are really cool. Just the name thing bothers me. Yeah, or the scrolls or words. And the main reason why is artwork doesn't bother me because usually if it's good artwork, it'll stay with you your whole life. Names and phrases and stuff, you tend to change personalities. You know, you're one person when you're 20. When you hit 30, you change. When you hit 40, you definitely change. When you hit 50, you definitely change. What you think is funny at 50, you did not think was funny at 20. And what you thought was funny at 20, you do not think is funny at 50. It's just – a different world, and it's why I never got one, because what I wanted to get when I was in the Navy I would hate now, so I'm just glad I didn't do it. But I was just curious about the name thing. I just don't get the name thing. Since you brought it up, Renee, LeVar Ball, yeah, I have no idea why he refuses to thank the president for saving his son's happy ass. I don't get that. I don't get it. I mean, he was saying stuff like, he don't know my son, and oh, I'm supposed to thank the president because my son got caught shoplifting. That's his way he said it. And I'm thinking, really, dude? Really? I said, you don't know what a foreigner gets for shoplifting in China? 5 to 10. It's not America. You know, sometimes people are ignorant because they don't understand laws in other countries are different than they are here. And some things are punished much more severely than they are here. Like in Asian countries, the punishment for theft and a couple of other what we would consider minor things is worse than the punishment for rape. Yeah, well, don't ask me because it's Asia, but and it depends on what country we're talking about as well. Because in some of the Asian countries, women have all but no rights. That's why. But stealing people's stuff, I mean, some countries get your hands lopped off people. I mean, this is not playtime. This is not the U.S. where we think it's funny and everybody has insurance to cover all this stuff. It's not. So, I mean, LeVar, come on, man. What's the big deal? Tell the president, hey, dude, thanks for saving my son's ass. You know, if not, it makes you look racist.
Things aren't always what they seem.
You know, it really makes you look racist if you're not going to say thank you to Donald Trump. Because the only reason you wouldn't is because he's white. Because he's president. I mean, come on. You can't say he's racist. He just saved three black kids from going to prison. And, you know, I'm going to say this again. I've made this challenge before. I have asked everyone who listens to these shows, because, you know, I always hear Trump's a racist. He's a womanizer racist. Well, one, to date, no one's furnished any video anywhere that shows he's womanizing with anything other than the women he's after. And on top of that, no one's provided any audio or video of him saying anything remotely racist. Why? Because he said the truth about the rallies where everybody started the fights, where the Nazis came and protested, which is their right in the United States, and the liberals came in and started a fight. Yeah, and y'all got mad because he was telling the truth. He wasn't defending anybody. I didn't hear him say, go Nazis. I heard him say they're not the ones that started the fight. And Nazis shouldn't have free speech. Let me tell you what, you can't do that. Because if you say Nazis can't have free speech and KKK can't have free speech, then Black Panthers can't have free speech and neither can the NAACP. Yeah, you can't do that in this country. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Everybody has the right to say what they want. We're supposed to be smart enough to not let it affect us. Well, unfortunately, we're not smart enough. And when you're young, you're definitely not smart enough. But you can't go to Yale or Harvard and tell conservative speakers they can't come there. That's illegal and unconstitutional. And you can't go to a conservative college and tell liberals they can't come speak there because it's unconstitutional. We forget. I mean, I listen to liberals all the time. Want to stifle free speech. So out of the 15 states they control, 12 of them wanted to pass laws where you couldn't talk out against the president, you couldn't say nothing bad about the president, and you couldn't criticize government officials in public. What? What are we, communists now? And wait, remember, this is the same party that half the party wants to go socialist. So half this party wants to go socialist and the other half the party wants to stifle free speech. Yeah, and you wonder why you can't win any seats. I'm just saying, guys, the party's in disarray and it's bankrupt, both financially and morally. Just look at the DNC and what's going on in the last 5 years. It's completely morally bankrupt. And frankly, why the GOP doesn't harp on this more is beyond me. Because if they had harp on it more, the media would have to address it. Even if they addressed on the liberal side, they would have to address it so it would be getting out every day. But for some reason, they don't feel the need to. Let's see. LeVar Boyd downplayed reports that he was feuding with Donald Trump in an interview on Monday, but declined to thank the president for helping get his son out of jail in China. He says, you know where my boy is at right now because of me, okay? You know where my boy is right now because of me, because I spent all the time and all the love for him. Really? Your son got busted stealing in China on a trip from his school? Come on, dude. That was just an ignorant statement. LeVar Ball said in the interview with CNN Monday, don't come in one time and think you did something for my son. The man is ignorant, okay? Ignorant. You can't even say anything nice about this guy. This guy is completely and utterly ignorant. This guy saved his son at the very least from 2 or 3 years. Come on, they were going to put him in jail. They weren't going to let him out. He'd have been tied up in court and the family would have been dumping money. It would have been 2 or 3 years for the guy. I mean, that's if he didn't get put away. He was looking at 5 to 10. And Ping verified that he was looking at 5 to 10. That's what they told the media. Because he's a foreigner. It's where he went to stole from. I mean, come on. We talked about this on the radio the other night. So here you got 3 6-foot-7, 6-foot-6 guys walking around in China. or 3 foot black guys at that. So they're standing out like sore thumbs. Then they go into one of the most high dollar stores in the planet and steal something. Yeah, God. And LeVar, you telling me you raised your son right? Really, dude? Somebody said bitch slap your dumb ass. Oh my God, I can't even believe you're that stupid. Look, you don't have to like the guy to thank the guy, okay? He saved your son's ass. If someone saved my son's ass, I'd be telling him thank you. You can take that to the frickin' bank, whether I liked him or not. The fact that he did it after y'all been saying he's a racist and he still did it makes him look like the bigger man there, LeVar, don't it? Don't it? It makes him look like the bigger man. It makes you look like a little childish little punk ass. Yeah, maybe you should do that. And then I hear this guy bitching about the team coaching his son don't know how to coach him right. Oh, man, this dude is a joke. He's a joke. And I agree with Trump. The guy is ungrateful. You know, he saved his kid's ass, and he's ungrateful ass about it. What can we do? What can we do? I know I got to get out of here in a few minutes because Discovery Paranormal is coming up next with Michael Angley. I have no idea what he's up to. Probably something evil, making ghosts float around or something like that. Donnie, why'd you send me this? Alabama police chief suspended after joking about Roy Moore's sexual assault allegations. Okay. Oh, because he was picking on Roy, that's why he got suspended? Mm. You know, this kind of reminds me of one I seen earlier today. Huffington Post, and it, matter of fact, this comes from the Huffington Post, what we're talking about. Huffington Post puts out a thing. World leaders go behind Trump's back for climate deal. Not true. Six Democrats went behind the president's back to try to cut a deal with the EU. By the way, that's treason, ladies and gentlemen. Undermining the president of the United States when you're a senator is treason. Yeah, that's the second time since he's been in office you can go after the Democrats for treason. What that crazy bitch Maxine Waters said, that's treason. She's treasonous because she can't back up anything she says, and she's trying to defunct the legitimate president of the United States. That's treason. And, you know, I was listening to this lawyer and this judge the other day talk about impeachment stuff from the Democrats. They said that everyone who signs this from the Democrats could be went after now because what they're doing is highly illegal. Because there's nothing on the president to even warrant an impeachment other than they don't like you, which is an abuse of power. Oh, yeah, guys. You know, they just – that's – the Democrats got so used to being able to break the law under Obama nonstop without any – I mean, think about it. Look at the DMV. Look what they did with Hillary with Obama, and then look what they did Sanders for Hillary. Look at the Benghazi thing. Look at all this stuff that combines together. Look at the Uranium One deal. I mean, look at the IRS deal. No one goes to jail. Yeah, you got to wonder. If that was y'all, you should be in the hoosegow right now. But the Democrats have gotten used to that, so now they're still running it under Trump. And they better watch it because Trump seems to come out on top every time. And maybe he'll get knocked down one of these times. But so far, every time they've hit him with an allegation or tried to take him down, it turns out he won. And Russia's in his corner, people. Him and Putin have hit a pretty good deal, and Putin's willing to work with them to get North Korea under control. So is Vietnam. So is Peng. I mean, come on, the guy's got the two most powerful men in the world besides himself working hand in hand with him. No president before him has been able to do this. None. Not sainted Obama. Not sainted Clinton. Not sainted Reagan. Not sainted Bush. None of them can do this. You can sit there and listen to Trump criticize, or you can try to hear Obama criticize, but none of them have been able to do this. Kim Jong-un has not launched a missile in 60 days. Matter of fact, he ain't even coming out of his hole anymore because he's scared. The Chinese have told him, yeah, America's going to kill you, dude. You better knock it off. This ain't Obama you playing with. Trump going to kill you. Dead as a doornail. You can see the change in the world in just 8 months. 3.6 GDP to Obama's 1.3. Oh, yeah. Stock market records at twice the level they were with him. One of the best job participation rates in the country in the last 50 years under Obama had the worst. Yeah, it's like night and day. But yet the media won't give the man justice. I'm not saying he's a great president. I'm not saying he's not a complete moron when he does some things. But in the end, he's doing way more than Obama did. He's way better for the economy. And let's be honest, who do you want? If you were somebody with money, who are you going to trust your money with? Are you going to give your $5 million to Obama, who's only worth $5 million, to invest it? Or are you going to give your money to the man who's worth $9 billion to invest it? The guy runs an empire. Obama runs his family. Not to criticize, because it's hard work to run a family. But he was not presidential material. Not yet. If he had done 8 years in the Senate, he would have been. But, I mean, he had no understanding of money, no understanding of military. And, frankly, I think you should have to serve to be president. That's something that needs to be added. I don't know how you can command the military and have not served in the military. Because there's no real way for you to understand it if you haven't served. It's not like normal life. It's nothing. It's completely different. It's way more structured to start off with, but it's completely and utterly different than everyday life. So, you know, a commander-in-chief really doesn't have an idea what they're getting themselves into there. Oliver Stone responds to Melissa Gilbert's harassment allegation, says it was clear the door was a raunchy move. The doors was a raunchy move. Okay, I must miss something now. I got to get out of here, though, because I got to turn this over to Michael Angley here in just a minute. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flipside Tuesday's edition. I hope you enjoyed it. Any moans, groans, bitches, complaints, or great. Look, you know, we offer rebuttal on the show. So just remember that. If you're listening to myself or any other host on this network, for that matter, it doesn't have to be me, but and me included, but whoever it is, you have the right. You can write to one of us, and we can set up if you think you can – if you want to come in and rebut and you can handle being on radio and you not curse, you can come on and rebut any of the conversation. We enjoy it. It's part of what we do. And something else you got to remember too. Not all the time when you're listening to the host are we talking about our own personal viewpoints. Sometimes we're being devil advocates. Sometimes we're taking the other side. And sometimes we're just screwing around. And sometimes we're talking about our own personal feelings. But you have to know the host pretty well and know which one's which. I mean, yeah, you had to be listening to the host for a while. But anyway, on that note, I'm out of here. Again, thanks for tuning in on the News on the Flipside Tuesday edition with Joe Montaldo. Remember, I'll be back with Jim Allen on Thursdays. Tomorrow night is Flashback, I believe. Coming up next, Discovery Paranormal. Yes.